This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Take you back to where it's supposed to be. Pop your little rosary beads and throw the piece. School of hard knocks, nigga, you ain't got no degrees. You really a bitch, I stomp out your ovaries. This ain't just drums, I'm rapping over bass. Young Jeezy ad-libs, I'm laughing in your face. Look, you gon' make me catch another case. Throw a slug tail for fraction in your face. Get confronted, gun butted, 0 to 100. Simple as, that's what the gun studded. Catch a damn clip, have your name written in shoe polish. Rest in peace on the back of your man's whip. This is New York rap, it's all chalk and lead. I leave you looking like an extra from The Walking Dead. And y'all know what it is, this is B-Ville. We fear no evil, bitch nigga, we real.
Say nothing.
Peel off on the R1, ooh out. My mixtapes bump like doo-ops. Stash rubber band money in a shoebox. Kill something, probably catch a quarter like a jukebox. Cover the metro, no PCS. I'm to the good, won't see me stressed. Crime time, prime time on CBS. I get hood rotation, fuck BDS. Huh? So place your bets down on the vet. Cause everything down is a bet. Yeah, my niggas party hard. And you know the game is fucked up when your bodyguard need a bodyguard. Dealing with the struggles turned me to a wolf. Towing heavy metal, pop the feathers out your goose. So y'all know what it is. This is B-Ville, we fear no evil. Bitch nigga, we real.
This is Master Ace from Brooklyn, New York. We on FUBAR Radio with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. Real hip hop. Let's go.
That's right. Real hip hop. And we're about to go. That's right. It's 4 o'clock every Monday. You know, we take care of you with that good stuff, including that last cut. Brand new from Little Fames of M.O.P. Say Nothing is the name of the track. It's produced by iFresh. There's a new album on the way, people. And it's going to be called Walk of Fame. Definitely check out the video for that cut as well. I heard some really cool behind the scenes stories from there as well. But I'm excited for the new project. But before we go any further, you know, we have to say thank you to our home brother, Bolesworth. He's been in the house for the last 2 hours here on FUBAR. So if you want to listen back to that or any show here on the station, hit up the website. Last week, me and Mice were away. We were on an Easter egg hunt in the Congo, which was amazing. And then, but we played you our previous show, which was featuring Jazz T. So if you missed any of that, FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop is the place to go. And today, wow, we got some really cool guests on the way for you. We're going to be speaking to the one and only Elzai. Yes, you heard correct. Elzai and Crisis. They are Jericho Jackson. That's the brand new supergroup you need to know about. So hold tight to hear all about it. Plus, we're going to be joined in the studio by Mike Calais. Calais, I'm assuming it's not kale. I do like kale. I eat a lot of kale. But no, Calais, he has a new album to tell us about. Mice, I promise you, he is going to be here investigating. And there's some cool parties happening this week as well to let you know about. And a massive, massive open mic on the way, as well as so much good new music for you. So much is just coming out every week. Brand new Conway for you, brand new Blue and Knots, as well as all of the finest of the best of the UK. Get in touch with us today because we love hearing from you guys. It's hiphop@fubarradio.com. You can also hit us on the Twitter @fubarradio. It's myself, Sarah Love, right now for the time being. But Mice is on his way. And in the meantime, let me play you something fresh from Owate.
Oh! never wear a chain.
Yo, they ask me, where is the black face now? It's in between the officer's boot and the cold hard ground. Zero wasn't new, it's happening all the time. It's just never on the news. I'm reporting from the slums to tell you about the sums that the rich are redirecting, leaving nothing but their crumbs. I'm from a place where I've never been, where the devil grins every time a clever sin and it's menacing. We bring arms to brethren, escaping from the world, so we beg them to let us in. I've lost my train of thought, but I never bought a ticket. I'm walking with a sword, but never thought of where to stick it. And now I think I've got a target. I hate the free market, and I romanticize everything in Camden. Poor, young, and still an artist. With Nell and I. Literary, yeah. Visionary, legendary words, yo.
People wanna hear me drop my sounds. Police wanna love me in a concrete hole. Catch me in a venue in your town, so I can still stay on the road. People wanna hear me drop my sounds. Police wanna love me in a concrete hole. Catch me in a venue in your town, so I can still stay on the road.
I drop so many jewels, I can never wear a chain. Take all of my words and insert them in your brain. My boys are on tag like an inner city train. I've been challenged to preserve the bank balance of the game. Whack attitudes remain, but I'm not sweating it. I'm not concerned about my work being credited. But if they're sleeping on me, they're on sedatives. Get off your high horse, it's not Pegasus. And where we live is inadequate. Sin covered in bodies, if you ain't bingo, have a look. And if you think I'm chatting crap, get your lappy took. They ride around the city for customers like a cabbie would. Yeah, yeah, impoverished. Peak shut me down like I was a so solid gig. Ask around from the crown to the metropolis. I reign over the lanes like an Eritrean obelisk. Yeah.
I dig it. I dig it.
FUBAR Radio presents.
We're joined now by Radu Isaac.
Radu, I was just asking you off air how to say the C word that isn't such a nasty way. And what was, how did you say I should be saying
pizza.
It?
Pizza.
You can do like pizza mutti.
What's that one?
Pizza what?
Pizza mutti. That's a
mutti.
Mutti is kind of your mother's pussy.
Oh, fucking yeah. Brilliant. Wait, hang on a second, right? Let's just get Connor on the phone. Hey, Connor.
Hi, Ian.
All right, mate. You know what you are?
What am I?
You're a waste of pizza matti, mate. You're a waste of it, mate.
What does that mean?
There, mate.
Every Monday. Ian Molesworth. From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Still on my ear. The beat there. The beat there. Yeah.
Violate the mob, I got a bullet with your name on it. Them niggas talking when I see them, know they ain't want it. They say they pulling up the night, well, bitch, I ain't running. And I ain't worried about your gun, you ain't gon' spray nothing. I have my youngin' kick his door and they gon' take something. Pistol whip you with this 40, tryna break something. I pull up in the hood for Dutchess, left the Wraith running. A nigga run up, I'ma fucking violate something. I'm drinking yak, smoking Gorilla Glue, number 4. I don't fuck with you, so what you want, my number 4? I probably wouldn't even answer if you fucking call. I'm with your bitch, I'm sticking dick all in her fucking jaw. That little bread you saving, homie, that's my sneaker money. I could've went and bought a Rollie with my feature money. I heard them niggas dissing, heard them niggas reaching for me. But I stay with a couple shooters, they gon' squeeze it for me. Backwood got biscotti in it. The Maybach got the shotty in it. It's laying on the back seat. I hope a nigga wanna see what's poppin' with it. Blowin' thick clouds in the clouds. I took over the game, I know my mama proud. Look at me now. I know my old bitch hate to look at me now. Nigga, fuck all the talking.
If you want, you can get it. 50 rounds in this chopper, and bitch, I want you to feel it. Ask around about machine, they say I'm one of the realest. Told that bitch, get that pussy ready, I'm coming to kill it. You wasn't using your head, so I'm coming to peel it. You got hate in your blood, so bitch, I'm coming to spill it. I had that crack in the kitchen, I whip it up in the skillet. I know my style is too wavy, them niggas wanting to steal it. I paid a rack for my britches, two stacks for my slippers. I might just run in blue flame and throw a few racks on the strippers. I'm like 10 steps passing with my passion and vision. All my niggas get the cash and like that's a religion. Everything I rap about, believe I actually did it. Go and ask them, boy, I'm really about that action. I'm with it, I swear. Blowing thick clouds in the clouds. Busting bricks down since a child. Machine. Backwoods got biscotti in it. The Maybach got the shotty in it. It's laying on the back seat. I hope a nigga wanna see what's poppin' with it. Blowing thick clouds in the clouds. I took over the game, I know my mama proud. Look at me now. Bitch hate to look at me now.
I know she mad right now. Damn. I know that bitch mad. I mean, look how I love her. Look how I love her. It's safe to say I'm rich, baby.
Yo, this is Tyler Daly. I'm with my boy Connie Carnage, Children of Zeus family.
Yo, big shout to Sarah Love and Mice Digger, them my peoples, you see me, yo.
Oh, it got cut off there. But that last cut, brand new from Conway, Biscotti Biscuit, produced by Bozak Morris, and that's taken from the new project Black Tape. It's out now on Griselda Shady.
Out now, bitches and bitchettes.
Mice has given me the international hand signal for turn that AC
up. Yeah, boy, turn it up to Africa in here. Well, you already got it down to Iceland in this mother lover.
And before that, I played you brand new Awate. Jules is the name of that cut. It's taken from his debut album. It's called Happiness. It's out now. And he's going to be on tour across the UK throughout May. And he's also going to be joining us on the show. Two. By the way, it's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, mother lovers.
Good to have you here, Mice.
Yes, how was your week off?
That flew by. That only feels like it was a week ago we were last here. You know what? I did a gym induction in this last week. That's what? Like the second time in my life I've ever stepped in a gym.
What? As in you inducted, you got inducted into a gym?
Yeah, as in, like, they sort of train you for however long and then show you how to work all your equipment and stuff.
And then you don't go back because it's like, oh, my God, I've got to do all that.
Basically.
Yeah, but they're still taking money out of my account. I guess I'll go there.
Basically, yeah. But
what did you join up for? What was the plan?
Oh, no. Well, I already swim there all the time. And then I was just thinking, well, it's about time that I actually humble know what brag. Happens in the gym, seeing as I don't know anything about that life.
So what was it in terms of you just wanted to get yourself in there to start training more?
I just want to be healthy. Like, I think that's probably the best thing that we can all do to improve our lives. Like, whoever you are, old, young, fat, thin, ignorant, open-minded, you know, looking after your health.
Lazy can't, though. Lazy this can't. You can be all of them things where if you're lazy, you're wasting your money. If you know that you're lazy, don't bother waste your money.
Fair
it all
enough.
Starts in the mind, man.
Well, yeah. And I just think, you know, exercise is a drug. And so if the more of us take that seriously, the less strain we're going to have on the health service, the longer we're going to live, the healthier our kids are going to be. You know, and I just think we need to keep this in people's mind.
Mm.
And which nicely segues us through to...
Segue Sarah's in the house.
this afternoon's first bit of positive vibrations that we like to spread on the show via the...
Big up!
It was Little Fame of MOP's birthday and Biz Markie.
Oh, on the same day?
Yeah.
Nice.
Biz Markie's 54, isn't that crazy?
Wow, is he 54?
Yeah.
Hip hop keeps you young, boy.
People crack me up. Like, how many of the Juice Crew did we have in here? And then, like, they're still like, yeah, but where's Biz Markie? It's like, okay.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
just
you
no
know,
place in some people.
Yeah, you know, well, some, everybody needs something to complain about, so we might as well let them have that. I mean, we're not the people to ask, but funny they didn't ask about Marley Marl. But anyway, let's carry on with the,
with the positive show. Vibrations. Yeah, yeah. Like,
people always got something to look for.
But no, today we're going to be taking care of you because we've got Elzai coming up on the show and Crisis are going to be telling us all about Jericho Jackson. But, you know, a lot of craziness has been going on in this last week since me and Mice have been away. I think the last show we were here together, I can't remember what your investigation question was, but we kind of got onto the subject of, well, how I personally anyway feel
is how do we replace war? What kind of sport? Or
oh,
what kind
gosh,
of competition?
No, maybe it was the previous one. Yeah, and that's why I was thinking we need crafts and man crafts. Yeah. But no,
did
I'm.
You watch crafts?
Just for the highlights. Just wait for
did
the highlights.
Did you watch the chick, though? Did you check the woman? Did you check the woman? What
I
she
did.
Yo.
That was classic. No, my heart went out to her, man. Like, you know, she knows she needs psychotherapy after that. But yeah, if you missed out on that, search it. But no, this last week, man, like, it's just been heartbreaking to see some of the headlines. A couple of weeks ago, me and Mice were talking, and I was just sort of saying, I feel we're kind of in an era of absent parenting, you know, where families are just so stretched with their time and money and everything. And, you know, we've just had this report of a spike in violent crimes and murders that have been happening, like, across the UK, I think, particularly in London. And, you know, it's a mixed picture of contributing factors.
I blame hip-hop, man. Blame rap music. Like, might as well.
That's the easy answer, isn't it? Let's just end it at that and lock them all up. Does that mean then
who are we looking up for? Not the
all
rappers.
All hip-hop people.
Nah,
it's
nah,
all
nah, 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 nah. I don't blame hip-hop.
No, if hip-hop is the problem, then we need to arm more people, more members of the public with hip-hop. Because seeing as, like, that's the approach, like, fight fire with fire, isn't
yeah.
it?
I mean, I do, like, I was saying that, I did tweet that, you know, because I do feel like it's easy for us to say that, you know, oh, you can't blame music on this, da da da. You can't blame music on that. You can't, and we can't. It's obviously not just to do with that, but I do feel like entertainment as a whole, and music being part of that, and rap being part of that entertainment, there is a level of influence that we have on kids growing up. And I'm not saying that's going to make them go out and do all these massacres and, you know, shoot people and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But if we allow, like, you know, all the gun talk and the derogatory talk towards women and all of these sort of things, we allow kids to listen to this, whether it says parental guidance or not. Some of these kids, you know, you are already, like, you know what I mean? At 11, I was, what? Porn was like, yo, this is the shit. You know what I mean? Till I found the real thing. But I'm saying, it's easy for that, you know, and, like, in this day and age, all you got to do on a website is click over 18, then bam, guns, germs, and steel, baby. Which one?
But this is what I mean, if we have, like, absent parents kind of thing. And like I say, it's a mixed picture. Nelson Mandela, a quote from him that I love, where, you know, because a lot of people are like, you know, F the police, like, F the government and all this kind of thing. Mm. And of course, there is accountability there. But, you know, Nelson Mandela, I love this quote from him. He says, politics can be strengthened by music.
You are doing the accent, though. No, I'm joking.
Even though I'm South African, South African is a really difficult accent.
Politics. Oh, Sarah, you have to give the inflection, something like this. Maybe not.
I'm not 100% convinced.
I don't even ask me about accents, boy. I can't do shit.
Okay, I'm not even going to try with the Nelson Mandela accent. But he says, politics can be strengthened by music, but music has a potency that defies politics. You know, and so this is why I just think we all have a role to play creatively, like, whether you are an artist or if you are Theresa May, like, there's lots of different things.
She's an artist, and man would still go there, fam.
I was cracking up about that last week to myself.
You're like, you're a bot. But yeah, but it's the prime minister, like, right, what? Man would go, I mean, get a bear change out of her.
That's what Melania said, isn't it, about getting with Trump. now she's living to regret that. But, you know, I think ultimately a lot of the issues that are happening in the UK right now with violent crime amongst young people, a lot of this does come down to government-led policy, which is allowing vulnerable people in society to slip through the gaps.
Yep, and it's allowing rappers to talk that shit out there.
And then this is how you had movements like the Black Panther Party, which started in Oakland as a solution because they felt they weren't being policed or looked after by the local authorities. So they were like, right, we need to police ourselves and look after our own communities. And this last week, because I'm really sad like that, I was watching Newsnight. And by the way, we're all meant to be boycotting Newsnight this week, yeah?
Even though you even watched it. Like,
last week, yeah, I didn't know Newsnight there was fixed. A boycott.
You know what? We're boycotting it now.
No, but you know what it is for me? I really feel like I want to have a balanced view on what is going on in the news. So that means watching what is being broadcast, because a lot of people are like, oh, but I don't believe anything they say on it. Yeah, but you need to know the line that is being fed to the public.
You got to watch the PTB at work.
You know, yeah, PTB. Listen back to the previous shows to find out about.
Powers that be. Yeah. No. All the internet nerds, they know what I'm talking about.
But you see, this last week on Newsnight, I saw this really interesting conversation with this guy who gets today's first.
Big up.
His name is Stafford Scott, and he's a coordinator of Tottenham Rights and Race Advocacy. Haringey, what's up? And he's the officer at the monitoring group. And he was speaking on the show about what's going on in the streets with this recent spike of violent crime. And he summed it up just so succinctly, the realities of what young people and, you know, our friends, we're all part of this family, what young people are dealing with right now. So here's a little sound bite of what he had to say this week on Newsnight.
They are the children of the already marginalized. They get no services, they get no support. They're left by themselves and they're very, very angry. They've created their own society. You've heard about it, social media driven. Some of them can put out a video and it can get 30,000 hits. Generally, that video is of somebody else being violated. The person who is violated then feels absolutely duty bound to then go and take action. But let's be clear, this is an extension of a community that has long learnt to police itself and to regulate itself, because we've not been able to get the support of the police service because they've always been an institutionally racist organisation. So that gulf that's left where we're not police means that we've learned to police ourselves, and these
in the way that the eye for eye, tooth way.
They've taken it to an incredibly crazy level of doing.
Crazy, and it is terrifying, and it's just too real what he's saying. I definitely want us to catch up with Stafford Scott, because he's doing incredible work in the community to address this. He's been active since the times of the Broadwater Farm riots. And what's going on right now, we can all sit here and go, oh, woe is me, this is terrible. But I want to say, what are we going to do about this? Like, you and I, what are we going to do about this? Because we have to, you know, be the change that we want to see in the world. And right now on the line, can you hear me? Mac should be tuned in.
Yep, I can hear you.
Hey, yes. Mac. And the reason why we're speaking to you today is because obviously we saw this reporting in the headlines. Then I saw this really potent piece by Stafford Scott on Newsnight. And then I saw this weekend this incredible hashtag that was happening. Bikes up, knives down. And this was all part of the Bike Storms London movement, which you are the creator to. Is that right, Mac?
That's right, yeah.
So tell the people, like, who haven't heard about it, because I didn't know anything about this, and apparently it's been going for a little while, but what is Bike Storms London?
Okay, Bike Storms London in a nutshell, Bike Storms in a nutshell is about kids coming together from all over England. We have kids coming from Scotland, Wales, Manchester. We had kids come over from France. The aim in the beginning was to bring kids together in a day of peace. So how we did it was we put it out on Instagram, like the gentleman says, Instagram is very powerful. I wanted to use Instagram as a good tool. We put it out that we're going to do a ride out. If you've lost anybody to knife crime, gun crime, or just anybody in general, because we had a lot of people die from cancer as well. So we said, you know what, the whole country is going through an element of pain. One day alone, we must be able to meet up and forget every problem that we have for the ones that are laying in the ground. Basically, my motto is control yourself or be controlled. And I just wanted to show London City that these kids can come out from all areas, South London, Kennington, Brixton, Wood Green, Tottenham, all these areas that have problems, North West London, South London, wherever, and they can come together with not one fight. We did this in 2014. 500 kids came out. I was terrified in the beginning because these are the kids that were deemed to be bad. There wasn't one fight, people. Not one fight amongst them, which showed me something, and it showed the police something, that these kids can come together and it doesn't have to be a post-Cold War, depending on the foundation that's put out. Now, if I was a rapper and my rapping had music in it like F this and F that, and when I see people, I'm more going to knock off your face and da-da-da, if I then had a ride out, then that would allow for negativity to come into it because the foundation is set off rubbish.
Yep.
I did never set about Bike Storm's foundation of rubbish, and no kids can't come to Bike Storm's and act up. I don't need to act like a drill sergeant to them. I just talk logic. I was like, look, when we had the London riots, I come from the streets. I saw people that I know that have problems with each other running past each other to go and get a TV. To me, that was ridiculous. I said, so if you can drop your beef to go and get TV, you can drop your beef to someone that's laying in the ground. And that's, I don't want to hear no more about it. Like, that's bottom line. This is not a debate. You lot was in close proximity of each other on London riots, and you all got problems with each other. You lot didn't care. So let's come together in peace now. And that's what the kids have done. So it's been going on for 4 years. Nice Down Bike Stuff is a hashtag that we've been having running for from the beginning, because it's always been about peace. It wasn't a ride out where kids have fun, and then all of a sudden, because of how the climate is, it's now about this. We're not trying to appeal to any media sources like that at all. I am out here because I want real results. Well, proper results.
Well, it was the thing that really caught my attention was to see some of the amazing footage from this weekend, where it was like thousands of kids on their bikes cycling through London. What, you had a specific route that you were cycling? How many of you do you reckon were out on your bikes in the city?
So for the last four bike storms, in the last 2 years, we've always had like 3,000 to 4,000 kids out. There's no fights amongst them. They ride with a beautiful energy and they're loved. The only thing is that these kids come from broken homes. These kids go through depression. These kids are struggling with weed abuse. It's not easy through the society that we live in. But all I'm saying to people is when they come out with me, they know this is love. They know that Mac from Right Off World is not going to be making millions of pounds of us. He's not seeing us as 4,000 heads. He's seeing us as 4,000 hearts. And you, when you love kids, you don't go with them and say, I want to see, I've got 4,000 kids, let me make a career. I will never take what I do with these kids as a career. I do not believe people should work and see kids as a career.
But at the same time you say that, but we need people who are well organized like you to kind of help galvanize and guide people in a direction. You know,
so people that work with kids need to be vetted. And I mean vetted to say that,
of course.
Like right now, I'm a guy that if a policeman come up to me and said, suck my mum, I'll tell him, have a good day. If a man driving his car pulls up beside me and says, Mac, you idiot, suck your mum, I'll tell him, have a good day. And that's the energy I put out to the kids. And a lot of people have to really address themselves and say, am I ready to be a role model to a child? Have I overcome a lot of things in my life that a child can look up to me and say, all right, I can go to this person for answers because they're an overcomer. And a lot of people, working with kids is a career. It's a money source. It pays the bills. These kids are not stupid. Kids feel like they're 12. They're adults from 12 o'clock. From 12.
Yeah.
And if you try and tell them that they're not, you're going to lose that child's respect. And they will never listen to your opinion.
Definitely. So what is next then? How are we going to create this next generation of people who can guide the youngers? Because there are lots of people. It's not unusual to find kids who are left at home on their own after school because their parents have got to be out working. Hello?
Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, sorry. I'm coming in 2 minutes. Sorry about that. What's next, Mac?
Okay, Mac, just answer my question. What's next? Like, how are we going to bring this, take this to a next level?
What's next is, if you lot want to get involved with if everyone's got ego problems. Everyone wants to be their organisation to want to change the world. I'm not trying to be Martin Luther King. I'm not trying to be Malcolm X. I just want to change. So people out there, deal with kids with your heart, from your heart. show them the love. If your job signs off at 6:30 and you've got to stay till 8:30, don't make it look like a problem to them, otherwise you'll never get to the root of the problem. Show the kids love, show the kids understanding, and show them your a real side of you. Don't act like you've never made mistakes. Don't talk at them, and just trust me. If you follow what I'm doing on Right Off World, see what I'm doing. I'm getting kids right now to stop listening to drill music, because I think it's not the main problem, it's not the only problem, but it does play a major role, and you've got kids walking around with a negative
press
mentality.
Press that clap button, please. I'm glad you said that. Yeah. We were just talking about that just before we spoke to you, and you know, like a lot of people talk about, we can't blame, oh, these kids aren't doing, the music isn't making them go out there and do this and that. But if it's making them
use... If you go onto my page and Right Off World, you will see I've got a lot of kids messaging me, telling me, Mac, I've stopped listening to drill music because of what you're saying. Everyone came at me with an argument, but look at hip-hop and Tupac and Biggie. I said, yeah, look at Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah.
Biggie made a lot of tunes that gave people a lot of good vibes. Tupac made tunes like Dear Mama. Kevin Got a Ghetto. He made tunes that made people think, so he was a balance. Drill music, there's not one drill song out there that has got anything that you can learn about how, other than how to shoot somebody quickly and how to get angry quickly.
Or how to take drugs.
Yeah, there's no lesson in it. And another thing that drill music does, all these people like Westwood and the Graham Dailies and everyone, they glorify it. So what they do, they give them money, they put them on planes to Dubai, they make them do lovely videos, but the videos are in lovely scenery, but the words are so disgusting. So these kids are thinking, spit these disgusting words, and I get that lovely scenery. Yeah. If drill music is out there, it needs to be out there in the raw of where it is. Show the people getting shot on the street, show the bodies, so that the kids can see it, and it's real. It's not a trip to Dubai, it's not a trip to France, it's real life.
What do you say to people who say, though, but some of those artists are giving kids a platform, they're giving people, you know, they're giving people jobs and all that?
Shut their mouth. I tell them to shut their mouth. It's not a debate. It's not a debate. Yeah? It's not a debate. It's just like saying, is it okay then for Kiss 100 to play one white supremacy tune, but they only play it twice? They only play it twice a week. It's not much, you know. It's not okay. It's not a debate. Yeah, this is hate crime. It's talking about running up in people's mum's house, shooting their mother. If your sister's there, she's going to get one in the head too. Anyone who's around you are going to get one in the head too. You've got these kids listening and promoting these lyrics, and the rappers that they're promoting do not care about them. And if you end up in their hood, you're going to get stabbed as well. They are saying it to you. These drill rappers are saying it to you. We don't like anybody but my people. If you come around here, you're up.
And I do think our strength is in unity, like genuinely, like we all have to, you know, play our part within our own communities. Like if there are kids out there, or maybe there's parents with children who they would like to know more about getting their kids involved in what you've been doing with this week, last weekend with the bike storms across London and throughout the UK. Like, what's the info to share with everyone?
Okay. My name is Matt Ferrari. You can Google me. And my event is called Bike Storms London. That's Bike Storms with a Z. And my Instagram account is Right, WRITEOFFWorld. WORLD. Right Off World. If you come on my page and you want your kids to get involved in riding, you want them around safe people, good kids that are doing things with their life, then come. I just got to say that my kids that I ride with, they're making £450 a month off YouTube. And some of them are making thousands of pounds doing what they're doing. Like, they've built careers. So it's not just, it's occupying their time, it's keeping them busy. Your kids are fully protected from me. I'm not immature. I'm not saying I'm going to work with the police. I'm saying if the police have got their goals, right, then look, the main goal is to save lives. That's the main goal. So I really do have to go now. I'm so sorry if you've got more questions, but I'm busy with these kids. But what I will say is to everyone who's listening, do not, an old, young, black, white, do not step outside your house with bad intentions. Do not step outside your house with bad intentions. And that is all I have to say.
Thank you very much, Mac, for speaking to us today, and keep up the good
work.
Thank
you for having me.
We will
have
be
a blessed
sharing
day, everybody.
You too. And we will be sharing any relevant info. Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Still to come, we are going to be joined by our guest, Mike Calais. He's coming up next.
Kaye.
So, is it Kaye? This is what I was trying. I was like, it's not Kale. It's not Kaye. Okay.
Yeah, we've had him
Espanol.
On here a couple times.
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. But, you know, we do our best around here to, like, keep it moving. But yes, and coming up very soon, let's hit you first with some brand new Smelling Tom Piff.
No thanks, I'm old. That's where I'm from, and that's where I aim to remain. No thanks, I'm old. Living on roll, ain't shit changed.
Nothing.
No thanks, I'm old.
My caravan doors open up, I jump in.
No thanks, I'm old.
Right about now, I'm living on shaky grounds.
I was brought up where straight cats get caught up. Living in a converted Ford Cargo, stoking the Argo, just me and my father. If I could go back, there'd be nothing I'd rather. I was raised as a new age traveler. Before I could ride a bike, I was ragging a scrambler. My family stretches across the whole planet's parameter up. Smoke cannabis, death to regret them enough. Watch ketamine infecting my relatives. Where junkies turn to fraggles cause K was cheaper. I used to play the decks and sleep inside the speaker. Young old man before I even hit teens. Raised in the illegal rave scene. Seen a lot of headline nightclubs before 18. Yeah. In fact, before I was 8, as a kid I put the food on the plate.
No thanks, I'm old. That's where I'm from, and that's where I aim to remain. No thanks, I'm old. Living on roll, ain't shit changed.
Nothing.
No thanks, I'm old.
My caravan doors open up, I jump in.
No thanks, I'm old.
Right about now, I'm living on shaky grounds.
The trap of the man, I only fear bricks and mortar. I walk like a giant, just a little bit shorter. Your son's eyes denies me, I flatter your daughter. Of course, the tax man hunt me like the orca. Immigration services say, we should deport you. But I ain't going nowhere, I'm living like an otter. Illegal alien invading your shores. Breaking down walls like Gilmore and Waters. Whether I'm on land or sea, I'm free to move and pursue what I wanna be. Postman Pat can't find me. Off the grid, tax man can't find me. What at this address, said the man, as he stepped out from his brand new caravan. The traveling man with an adamant plan to drop knowledge on the track and not an arrogant rant.
No thanks, I'm old. That's where I'm from, and that's where I aim to remain. No thanks, I'm old. Living on roll, ain't shit changed.
Nothing.
No thanks, I'm old.
My caravan doors open up, I jump in.
No thanks, I'm old.
Right about now, I'm living on shaky grounds.
Let me take you out the way of the road. Seek yourself by the fire while the tale is told. We live fast, you are frayer than old. I don't have it, no cash, away in my gold.
I was born in a trailer. Really nice song, to be. I'm not ashamed of how I live, where I was born. I've got nothing to be ashamed of.
We get evicted, people come down with eviction notices, then we have to go to court.
No fixed abode. Smelling Tom Piff featuring DJ Merk on the carts, produced by Ill Informed. This
yeah,
is
I think
hip-hop.
We've got Smelling coming in. Is it next week or something like that? Next week or the next? You know what I mean? Just tune in anyway, mother lovers, because you know it's right here. Fubar Radio is the hip hop show with myself, Mice Diggy, and DJ Sarah Love. We always give you exactly what you need.
Uh-huh.
I've got to go and take a boo boo. And let this go. Right. Get out of the goddamn way, man. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker right here, man. I tell you what, I'm going to take over one day. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to lock that motherfucker in the toilet. Because every time I come here, all I ever see is this motherfucking shiny ass forehead trying to peer through my tinted rose specs.
Dazzle you.
And my name? Hey, I go by the name of the Unforgivable. My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My Sack Hayes, man. I heard the London Smoking Club gonna be up in here soon, man. You know what I'm saying? Highbury Corner. Ow!
I really?
You damn. And I'm a bad mother lover. I said it anyway, bitch. But I still shut your mouth. Yo, this week's investigation comes courtesy of a crazy ass mother lover. I don't know if people know about this, but there's a bunch of crazy mother lovers out there, so I wouldn't be surprised. But anyway, last week in the world, the wonderful world of mixed martial arts, Our biggest star, the only guy that people know of outside of it. I'm going to say the name and I guarantee you I know what Sarah's reaction will be. So I'm going to do it at the same time. You know Conor McGregor?
I've heard that name. He's quite fit.
All right, well, yeah, that's up to you to decide that.
That's the only reason that I know.
But anyway,
name.
Man, yeah, that's the only reason people even know, like, what UFC is. Conor McGregor, he's the biggest star out there. But last week, man, he let a lot of us fans down. A lot of us hardcore fans were let down to find out that this dude had to retaliate courtesy of one of his friends. Now, that's the cool thing is that he retaliated, but that was the only cool thing about it.
Okay.
Everything else was just a giant fuck up.
Okay.
And you got to think to yourself, like, okay, someone in my team is not really holding me down. People were trying to say this was some G shit. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
So his friend, he didn't get slapped about. The rumor was that he got slapped about.
In a fight or just in public?
No, this was in public by another fighter because he'd been talking about that guy saying, he ain't this, he ain't that.
There's handbags at dawn.
So the guy stopped him and said, yo, do you want to say it to me now? Do you want to say whatever
you
want
to say? Do
you
want to say that to my face
or
what?
Exactly. And
if you got something to say, say it to my face, innit?
Yeah, it wasn't in that voice, but more or less the same
but
tone.
It might as well have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the guy, you know, he didn't really hit him or nothing. He didn't. He just like let him go because he didn't want the trouble.
He
was with a few of his friends as well.
Oh, dear.
So, you know, it kind of, and on video, it kind of looks like rap. So anyway, lo and behold, this guy's like Conor McGregor's, you know, BFF. He's the only reason he's even in the UFC is because of Conor McGregor type thing.
Okay.
Conor apparently gets wind of it. And then he's in Ireland. This shit's happening in New York.
Is he Irish?
Yeah, he sounds.
Okay.
Oh, you ain't even heard his voice, innit?
I just know he's fit. Like, yeah, he's quite fit.
So anyway, apparently he flies about him and 20 other of his dudes.
Oh man!
Private jet to New York, and then they go and run in to the establishment where these fighters are meant to be doing media stuff. Starts throwing all kinds of shit at the buses. They got it all on camera. Him saying some derogatory shit as well. You know what I mean? But basically about there were 4 fights had to be cancelled because of what he'd done. That wasn't even on fight night. Nothing to do with him even, really. But in the end, we just know that he's a dumbass loyal dude.
Yeah.
Is that gangster shit though? He got, let me just say it before you answer. He had to hand himself into the police because there were cameras everywhere.
I think that's what saw him in court or something.
Yeah.
But that's like, just sounds like a publicity stunt.
It sounds like
because
it, but he's going
to... Because boxers, like, and these fighters, a big part of their success is creating enough hype to bring attention to their fight, isn't it?
But how much hype is this when basically there's about 8 fighters couldn't fight because some were injured or some had to pull out and go into another, you know? So
well,
he messed
they're
up.
Clearly idiots. And
who? The Conor crew?
Whoever it was.
Yeah, because it was him. He actually threw the shit through the window.
Okay, he's
that
not
ended
so
up
fit
like
anymore.
Shards of glass were on this guy's face, so he couldn't fight. Another guy had shards going to his eye,
that's
so he
so
couldn't
childish.
Fight.
And it's not even like he can use the excuse of, oh, we were drunk. Because, no, you were, had
Bruv,
plenty
you were in
time
another
to
country.
Calm down. Yeah, and
you were,
then,
yeah.
Do you know
like,
what I mean? It wasn't a heat of the moment thing.
I swear, like, that's Ireland to New York's mad quick, innit? It's like 7 hours or something, six hours.
Yeah.
But that's enough time to be like, right, guys, are we doing
get
the right thing here? Yeah, like, right, maybe this
we
ain't a good
go
idea.
We could go to New York and just, like, chirp a load of girls.
So he got caught, and then in the end, the police were looking for him. They wanted questions answered and whatnot. He couldn't fly back to Ireland until he'd handed himself in. Then he was on, like, 50,000 bail or some crazy shit like that. All the shit, but people think it's a publicity stunt, but he actually messed up a lot of shit. So I don't think, if it was, I don't think it worked out well. And it's definitely not some gangster shit, because real G's ain't going out there and getting caught on camera and like that. So all you lot out there talking that shit, really exposing yourselves. But what I wanted to ask this week, because of that, is Mice Investigates, if there was an award show for extreme loyalty, who would you nominate to win and why? We're going to get some answers out of this, but we got to speak to someone very special.
Oh, no, not yet.
Oh,
but
about
not on
35,
the phone line yet. Yeah, so I want to know what people... Because my first thought of answering this question was sort of like... There was one really sad answer and one happy answer that came to my mind first.
What was the sad one?
The sad one was people who stick to people in abusive relationships.
Mm,
like, there's far too many good people out there, I know, whereas, like, like, you've given decades of your life to this person who is just mentally, physically abusive.
Yeah.
Like, that's loyalty on a whole next level kind of thing. But, you know, I just didn't even want to think about that much deeper than that, to be honest. And then speaking of loyalty, like, come on, hip-hop heads. Like, we are the most loyal. Like, the amount of crap we get thrown in our face, yeah, man. The amount of hatred, the way no one wants to, like, show us any love despite all the contributions we've made. But we are still here, standing strong, holding it down every Monday on FUBAR Radio.
That's very true, actually. Oh, was that us or...
Just in general. Oh. And, you know, hip-hop is here at FUBAR. It's like in Royce the 5'9's house. It's we're going to be speaking to some key components of hip-hop later on in the show, too. So I think, you know, hip-hop heads, we're some pretty loyal people, man.
Yeah, you're right about that. Some, I mean, pop fans as well. You can't deny them.
Pop
lot,
fans.
Yeah,
oh, but
like
they're
pop
just
music
brainwashed.
Fans.
They're just brainwashed.
But they are some loyal... That's like, if that's brainwashed, boy.
That's another form of mental abuse, isn't it?
I guess so, yeah.
And so it's like they just don't know any better. But what do you guys think? You can hit us on the Twitter at FUBAR Radio.
Or you can email us, hiphop@fubarradio.com. Or you can tweet at DJ Sarah Love at Mice Diggy. Shout out to James Cole. He says simply, Mrs. Trump. Although, you know, she's just biding her time. I don't know whether the Biden was like a little punchline there. Biden, no, maybe not then. Because only I got it.
Yeah. Does that... Oh, no, I'm not quick enough to find the tumbleweed.
But she is loyal, though.
Oops.
In it. For her to, you know, still stick around that nutcase, you know what I mean? That's some loyalty right there.
Crazy
Forget the
people,
age gap.
Crazy people out there. But I definitely want to hear more of your answers. We're going to play a quick tune and then we're going to speak to our first guest on the show, Jackson, Jericho Jackson. We are Elzai and Crisis. We're going to be chatting to them right after this cut. It's Sarah Love.
And myself, my Ziggy.
Somebody wake me out of this dream. My face is on a magazine. Limousines, cash rules, everything. Can it be amnesty? The good God granted me peace and happiness, enriched in my family tree. Be fruitful and multiply seeds and expand man's devotion by sea. Fly to friendly skies and land on land. Meet a man exchanging $100,000 hand to hand. Earth hustle at first, get out the dirt, but they shove you. And I got my hard hat, my shovel and Frederick Douglass. I want to get in touch with the president. Wrote a letter, man, my girl needs a wedding ring and a rubber grip. Sun, moon, stars in space. She talking about a bigger place, different pace, different bras to chase. A lost race, all races for all races. I'm trying to repaint what yesterday is. Killing the mood, but I was six and the church was still bringing us food. So looking back to when the pockets were flat, mama's cooking was fresh, situation was whack. Limitations, supervised visitation, stupefied by the fact they crucified the human they knew that they couldn't crack. That means if I'm made to prevail, then I'll basically fail. That's just the science, that's what flagrant attracts. Face it. Look at Mace, look at Hammer, look what they did. And what y'all doing that would lead to the same shit. Yesterday's the best way to see your lesser ways and wake up to good stuff. Fried eggs, lemonade, good sex, texts from exes stressing about their day like Bobby, you make me proud. Stepping up out your lane is destiny. Trust me, there's something I couldn't change that keeps the underwear flying when stepping onto that stage. Let my hair grow, then I shave my hair off. Then I spit a hard rap, then I write a soft song. Still is on they iPod, dreaming for semen from scenes penis when yesterday they played me like a cheap trick. Peace. Solitude, first thing you think is what I would do. Change comes to mind, but does it make sense to follow suit? Yo, I would promise you the world if it was mine to give. Humanity says mine is his, a human say my abyss. Trust, I've been biz, grinding grids, you know what time it is. We're staring at the ceiling like the sky was hit from her. I'm wondering if I could live without her, even though we only held hands.
dreams. And had a child of yo, I doubt her, so I put it all behind me. I turned around, 100-foot marshmallow man was pushing me underground. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters or old lovers? No one under them cold covers make cold summers. And we both up throwing numbers, pondering each other's what ifs and fuck it's. And love is still undiscovered, maybe tasted but unconquered. And some was stronger without the waste. Now you it without the chase, finish line without the race. Full deck, no ace, hi-hat, no bass. Two eyes without the face and space without the place. It's kinda like living tomorrow without a yesterday.
FUBAR Radio presents
Newsdish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
If you knew that there was an alien ship about to land,
yeah,
are you worried?
They'd have like new bacteria that we wouldn't be able to handle and it wipe out.
But maybe they won't be able to handle our bacteria and it'll wipe them out.
Oh.
Okay, what if they landed in America and you know Trump's going to be the first one to greet them?
Oh, no. What do you think he would do? Grab their pussy. Sorry. It's weird saying that.
That might be the way they greet each other. Like, that could be normal. Greetings. And they grab it. That's not a pussy.
Stop saying that word. I shouldn't have said that word. Don't say it's weird.
Every Tuesday, Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons. From 12 PM, FUBAR Radio.
The reason why I'm private, true friendships, I've been deprived it. It's painful when them knives get thrown in your back by those you run in the pack with, who's active in making the right track shift from under your feet. They fraudulent, so it's no wonder deceit is there, whether the outcome is that you want to defeat. I always felt someone who's true would be loyal to them beneath the soil. That's if you boil ramen noodles or you royal. No need for crying over spoiled milk that's spilt, cause everybody isn't built to see the error in their guilt and treat you fairly instead. So we not cut from the same cloth and they hanging by a very thin thread. I need a true friend, not the one with misleading surprises, cause that's a fake relationship involving enemies needing disguises. I need true friends, and if you feel the way I feel, throw up your two hands. Same niggas that you drink with and you blew gas, be the same niggas that'll try to knock you off your path where your shoe lands and force you to come up with some new plans. Damn, I need true friends, not the one with misleading surprises, cause that's a fake relationship involving enemies needing disguises. I need true friends, and if you feel the way I feel, put up your two hands. Same niggas that you drink with and your blue gas, be the same niggas that'll try to knock you off your path where your shoe lands and force you to come up with some new plans. Then, man, I don't believe it, thought he would always have my backbone, till things got ugly as the scene in Scarface when they whack tone. We were supposed to start our black owned business, invest in real estate, drive cars off the lot with the dealer's plate. We seen each other at our lowest, rolling that Bud Bundy, speaking on how cool it would be if we could blow this in a Ferrari or the Lotus. He knew just by my every setback and set off notice, the runners with the law getting sued by the label, the fear of me not being able to stay mentally stable, the friends who were cut off like hands for stealing on an Iran civilian, that would have ruined my plans a million times before I was broken completely. If you discreetly feel the same but covered your tracks neatly, then eat me. They say what's in the dark comes to the light. Sad, he did a nigga quite bad, and so he might have a screw too loose to fix. Once after getting stoned, I thought how he went behind my back and crossed me. That's a crucifix. You know, them abusive sticks, they nailed Christ to. Gone on alleyways, we shot dice through. Memories of high school, parking lot pimping, attempting to get a number, rapping in battles, never wimping out. No doubt, I would have went to war for him. Discuss this on your block or your form. I need a true friend, not the one with misleading surprises, cause that's a fake relationship involving enemies needing disguises. I need true friends, and if you feel the way I feel, throw up your two hands. Same niggas that you drink with and you blew gas, be the same niggas that'll try to knock you off your path where your shoe lands and force you to come up with some new plans. Damn, I need true friends, not the one with misleading surprises, cause that's a fake relationship involving enemies needing disguises. I need true friends, and if you feel the way I feel, put up your two hands. Same niggas that you drink with and your blue gas, be the same niggas that'll try to knock you off your path where your shoe lands and force you to come up with some new plans. Then.
That's Jericho Jackson, taken from the brand new album we're going to be hearing about very soon. But we are joined by our first guest in the studio today. Of course, I know who you are, Mike Kale. It's lovely to see you here again.
Kaji. Yeah, thank you.
Tell her the right pronunciation. Yeah, she knows Spanish as
Mike
well.
Mike Kaji.
But she's calling you Kale.
Kaji.
Kaji.
Oh, not Kale.
I thought it was Kaye.
Kaye.
Kaye Luna, Kaye Song. Do you know that song?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yes. It depends, man. Like, Kaji.
Which country you're from.
Yeah, exactly. Because you could be from Puerto Rico or from Ecuador and you could say Kaye. Or you could be from Spain. They could say Kayes. Kayes.
Kaye. is the Spanish
in
way
Colombian, Kaji. The double L is like a J, so.
Yeah, so, it's Kaye, DJ Kaye. Sarah Love, yeah?
Kaye.
Yeah, Kaye.
So what's your background then? You're
raised in London, but Colombian.
Okay.
Colombian, yeah, the Colombia.
There's a big movement now, isn't it? Like English Latinos, yeah, or London, man. Latinos. I like what I'm seeing, man.
Trust me, bro. There's a lot of brothers that are doing their thing and just coming together as well and forming little formations and just doing their thing, man. From the Latin trap to the neo soul to the hip hop to the reggaeton,
and
even the salsa bands and the people that, you know, the South Guara, dope band, and
from London.
Yeah, from
London.
Wow,
that's crazy, man. So it's a big community building.
Trust me, man.
And so you got this new LP now, Sudaka.
Sudaka, yeah, it came out at the end of last year, produced entirely by my brother right here, Morpheus.
Morpheus, you need to get the mic there. Sarah don't like this.
I'm here. Whoa. he produced the whole album, mixed it. It was a 3-year process, and we're here to promote that, man. It's an album that Sudaka means, is basically the term that the European Spanish people will call Latinos, the same way as, like, you know, the whites to the blacks with the N-word, and it's basically the same thing, but it's just in Spanish.
Oh, is
and
it?
Yeah,
I've
so when you go to
before.
Spain, when Latinos have been in Spain, they get referred to as Sudacas, or look at those Sudacas, or whatever. It's just
sounds like them darkers. So know? What it, does it mean? So it's kind of like they will be like, oh, you're not real Spanish, sort of thing, or what? How do they look at it?
Just like we're below them.
You're definitely not Spanish.
We're just like, we're not Spanish. We speak the language, but we just looked upon like, you know, just below them, below their class in a sense. You
serious?
Know? Just,
so all now it's still like that?
Yeah, there's certain parts, man. Certain parts. I'd only learned about this while I was doing this album. When I started doing the album, we didn't have a name for the album. We were just making music.
Oh, you only learned this word?
This word. It was my brother Tito that came to the studio, and the actual song that you're going to play, that's why we went with the naming the LP Sudaka, because he educated me on that word. We made the hook, and he said, let's call it Sudaka, because the hook says Sudamericano Vengo. So we're referring to our South American root and our indigenous soul, and I thought, yeah, let's go with Sudaka, because I didn't know, and a lot of Latinos in the UK, because we're not called that, we speak English here, so we're not integrating with the Spanish European side as much as we would be here, because here we're just in English, you know, we're speaking it, so we're not hearing Sudaka, Sudaka. So if I go to Spain, and 4 years ago, before I even knew the word, and someone calls me that, I'm not even going to know what they're saying to me. I'm just going to think, okay, cool.
So it's like being called a nigger, but you wouldn't know that you're being called that.
But
yeah.
What is the etymology of the word?
What does Sudaka, etymology mean, so, first of all?
Etymology means the roots of a word. Yeah. So how, like, for example, the word London comes from Londinium, which was a Roman word. Which means
Sudaka
is
just shortening. It's just shortening Sudamericano.
Okay.
So South American.
Okay, okay.
So instead of them saying, oh, look at those Sudamericans, they just say Sudakas.
It's kind of like Niger.
Yeah, in a sense. Yeah.
But it's
Niger.
The derogatory. And so what the theme of it, so you say this is a mixtape or an album?
No, it's an album. It's
okay,
an album.
And the whole album, it has this kind of theme running throughout it? Or?
Yeah, like Sudaka touches more on it, but the whole process of the album just represents a South American that's educating himself about his culture as well as growing up in London and having to deal with still being different in London, even though I'm from London, you know, and just trying to fit in. And how does he fit in? So it's basically telling the story of a young brother, South American, learning about his roots in South America, as well as just learning who he is here in the UK. And yeah, man, it's just...
It's really interesting, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's predominantly mostly in Spanish.
Okay.
There are some tracks in English, but, you know, music is energy. And really and truly, the music comes across even better when it's seen live, you know, because the music was created to perform live. Mm-hmm. You know, and event, and like the whole plan of the album is I want to take at least 3 songs from there and take it to theatre and bring it to life. Wow. And stage. That's really where I'm trying to go with the album and with future projects. I'm trying to make
a story.
Yeah, man, because it's deeper than just the rapper. It's, you know, the image I have in my head for the project is deep for my people here in London. I think they need to know about that. Sudaka, you know,
and also you'd be educating because there are people in South America that are going to hear the word and go, oh, I didn't know about that. Yeah. No,
for real. Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting you saying that because from me spending a lot of time with Latinos in New York, mostly Puerto Ricans.
She's just at a burrito stop.
Burrito, that's Mexican. Throw that at Puerto Ricans, they'll be like, respect my culture.
Just at a burrito spot. Well, you guys are all...
No, but for Latin, because that's what's messed up. A lot of people in America, they just refer to it as like, oh, you're Spanish. It's no, I ain't Spanish. I'm Latino. Yeah. And that's a completely different, roots Spanish and everything.
It's the same thing.
Then at the same time, there's Latinos that I know who, for them, they find it heartbreaking to meet other Latinos who call themselves Spanish.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, no, you need to understand your heritage and realize you ain't a Negro.
I was born in London, but I'm in Colombia. No, so it's Colombiano. You're Colombian. Mm. You're not English. You're Colombian. Your parents are Colombian. You're full Colombian. Yeah, you're Latino. I totally understand that. I understand where they're coming from with that.
That's pretty, I guess as well, when you're growing up, you're not really thinking of it like that because it's just normal for you to go to school, come back, you know, talking to everyone. But then as you start to get older, you start to learn more about your culture.
I was 16 when I found out that there was a big Latin culture in London. Prior to that, I just knew my family. Cousins, aunties, you know what I mean? And that's it. Family gatherings. Serious. I just knew the people I came into contact like that. I wasn't out like that. I was just, I'm raised in East London. There's hardly any Latinos there. And the ones that are there are just, there's a few. Not like South London in Elephant and Castle. There's a big community, Brixton, Seven Sisters, that is buzzing. Even in back then, it was buzzing. So I was 16 and just come across Latino. I'm like, Ross.
How did it come about?
Latin Carnival.
Oh.
In Burgess Park, it was at the time it was the biggest Latin carnival in Europe. So,
because it's interesting because there's still quite a lot of division amongst Latin communities, though, from what I know.
So
there's like a hierarchy. I mean, particularly, I think maybe it's more so when you go to the States, where you know there's kind of like the healthy rivalries, then there's the more ignorant tone to things.
Yeah, that's there. Like, there's a lot of tension, north and south, and whatnot. Like.
Darks and lights.
But, you know, I'm very blessed that I can go everywhere and I can connect with people because they know my mission is different. Mm. You know, we're trying to represent our people on a positive note and trying to bring that story as well because it's life, innit? It's reality and it is what it is. But yeah, man, there is... But that's like in any other culture as well. Like, it's, you know... It's different.
Yeah, I think it does sound familiar, you know? It sounds similar to quite... There's always that sort of... People always look for something to be different about. Oh, but you guys always blah, blah, blah. Well, these guys always, you know. And then that can create either some form of tension, you know, a lot of the time negative. But what I'm interested in as well is then how, in terms of like you turning it into something for theatre, what's that? Did you already have that in mind when you started or was it something that it was like, yo, this could be...
Gone, so I didn't talk.
Yeah, was it something where it was like, oh shit, these 3 tracks are actually telling the story here?
To be honest, I would love to make the whole thing a DVD first and just or make short little films of it, you know, with every track from the intro to the skits and just represent something. I got so many different themes in my head, you know, that it's something that is a process. But I didn't have it before. It was something that came after the whole project was completed. Mm. Yeah, that's when I really started thinking about it more and other people had suggested it. I had suggested it as a joke, just cracking jokes. I said, oh yeah, we should make this a movie or we should make this and just crack. We're just drinking in the studio or I'll be with my cousin or whatever. We'd just be cracking joke. And most times, the craziest things that you say is the ones that you got to go with, you know, I don't see why not. I don't see many people doing something like that. And it's something that I enjoy as well, you know.
I think it's a unique story for you to tell as well. And like I wanted to ask, are there other people, like other Latinos outside of London then that you've connected with? Like, have you seen there's a scene outside of London where a lot of Latinos...
Liverpool. Liverpool, there's quite a lot of Latinos in Liverpool that have come across. I don't even know. Birmingham as well. There's a lot of Dominicans. There's a lot of Dominicans.
Dominicans in Birmingham. Wow, in Birmingham.
What, like new or then a long established community?
I think it's pretty new because it's only in the last 5 years as there's been so many people from Spain and they're coming with Spanish passports. Obviously, they're nationalized as Spanish, but they're Dominicans or Venezuelans or Ecuadorians or Colombians.
That's hilarious.
They're just everywhere, man. So Liverpool and Birmingham's really what I've come across, and Nottingham as well. I've come across a couple of Dominican brothers there.
And so that's, are you wicked, of man. Latin descent also?
I'm Caribbean descent, but like
I get away with it.
I met Mike a few years ago and just been hooked on the whole Latin thing for years now with Mike. We've been talking about it for a while.
I told you about that Mike, man. Sarah, she's the Mike.
I met Mike a few years back and like just hearing the fluidity of the Spanish in the hip hop, it was mesmerizing. So yeah, from there we just started working. We didn't really think about a project or anything. For probably a good few years Mike was coming to me and doing his thing before I actually thought, let me make something for Mike.
And specific.
Yeah, very specifically for Mike. And then from that one, it just led to another one, to another one. It's like, well, we've got a project building here, why don't we just actually make an album? Took from there.
Was there anything behind saying like you're into the music as well, obviously being a Latino, were you like, okay, I'm gonna sample more South American stuff, or was there anything like that at all, or was it just like, look, you Spanish it up, sorry, you Latin it up?
it was more along those lines. I think it's probably only maybe Sudaka's really got more so of a Latin vibe to it, but it was really about Mike bringing more of the Latinness to the hip hop.
And was that a task, Mike? How did you?
Do you know what?
It's natural for you.
I enjoyed it. It was the first time working directly with a producer and actually going to spend time with them. And you know, we're not just making music; we're getting to know each other as well. You know, I had been going to him a long time, but
you already had a good connection.
Yeah, man, and. You know, I started rapping in English. I still rap in English, but this album was like a test for me as well, to test my Spanish.
Yeah,
cool. Because Spanish is my second language. So,
bro, I mean, to us, you sound mad fluent. You know what I mean? When you come up here freestyling in Spanish, we're just like, it's a mate. When you're saying that, like, English is my second language, it's like, that's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah. So, Spanish is my second language. English is my first. And it's crazy because sometimes I find myself thinking in English but rapping in Spanish. Because in Spanish, to think in Spanish, to translate those words in English is backwards most times.
Yeah.
You know, so when I'm trying to rap in Spanish, my natural process is to think in English and then I have to, Spanish. So most times when I am freestyling, I just like to absolutely freestyle and just go, because then it's just flowing, like, you know, most times it just comes out.
And so do you have to put yourself in a different mind state than to write in Spanish then?
Depending on the project or depending on the track. Like, I could write a bar in Spanish now, but it depends on, you know, what you want or how I'm feeling. And but most times it's not really. And now it's not an issue. Before it was, because I had, like I said, I had to pick up a dictionary and really learn the meaning of words and pronouncing the words properly. Because in previous work, I was pronouncing words wrong. People would tell me, I'm like, snap, okay, thank you, boom, boom, boom. You know, and even to this day, that's why I like, when I'm doing work in Spanish, I like to have somebody that is fluently, like, better level than me in Spanish.
Just in case.
So then, because it happened actually a couple of weeks ago when I was saying a word, I was saying in a verse, suena el sonido, which is basically just, it sounds heavy, but it's basically just saying the sounds, sounding.
sonido.
Suena, sonido is the same. I'm basically saying the same. So it was like, yo, Mike, change that. I was like,
wow, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. So when I'm doing music in Spanish, I'm still learning myself.
And so have you built up much connections with other hip hop communities in Colombia or in any other parts of Latin?
Yeah, I've touched a couple places in Colombia. I've got a few people in Chile as well. They started actually a Chilean Street Souls Chile movement out there, because I'm part of a collective called Street Souls UK. And
is that with Don Yaga and all that?
That's with Dogman. My brother Castro, a couple of Latino brothers, but I work very closely with Don Yaga at the moment. But Colombia, Chile, Brazil, Portugal, France, like Latinos based in France, Switzerland. So yeah, the States.
We're
well.
Everywhere.
Yeah, because we're proud, innit? Like when I come across a brother or a sister that is hard and they're Latino and they're living in a foreign country as well. Mm. Like if I can reach out to them, I reach out to them. And
yeah.
even on just like big up, do your thing, man. We're watching from here and we're loving it. You know what I mean? Because I get the same love as well, so I love to give that back. Yeah, man. Because it's better like that.
You got a good energy like that. I've loved watching your videos as well, man. You can make. You know, just a whole bunch of people in the room, but it looked like carnival up in there.
That was
like jealous, boy. I'm like, how the hell are you?
We partied till like 8 in the morning that night, man. We was going in,
that's
bro.
That's wicked, man.
Yeah, man. We were Latinos party, man. I know you've been to a couple of
years. Yeah, I know, boy.
I know Sarah knows Latino party, man.
Trying to get me in trouble.
Yeah, boy.
But no, a lot of people haven't, you know, they might not have heard someone rapping in Spanish before as well, kind of thing. And so this track, Sudaka, which is the title track for the album, I'm assuming you're spitting in Spanish.
Kicks off in English and then I just take it away.
So should we play this for the people?
Let's do this.
American indigenous soul, living through a young dawn, el motivo es la solución, a clear identity for all our people. Mike Kaji in the house representing hip hop. Yeah, that Latin swing, we're gonna bring a vibe. Moves on the button, so you know we're gonna get it right. When we hit those notes, you know we do provoke. Que tú crees que nosotros somos un par de jokes, no? A pasar lo bueno siempre cuando vamos a pensar. El talento que tenemos siempre se va a pegar. Y por eso siempre vamos a celebrar. Movimiento que movemos se mueve cuando entramos a rapear. El ritmo que pega te trae alegría. Send in love to mi patria linda. Desde la isla fría, aquí con la familia.
Soy americano y vengo bien venenoso. Ella pa'lante voy yo. Y tengo buena vibra para la gente que conozco. Si es que me gusta vivir, yo llevo mi ancestro en el ritmo, la sangre orgulloso de la tierra donde nacieron mis padres.
Ahora va con el rap, representar un rap en español pa'l mundo desde Londres, fam. A conectar con el Latin funk una vez más. The way we don't play games, but we still have fun. Esta así la manera, tú sabes del gran problema. Aquí se mete Mike Calle con un dilema para los falsos pequeros. Fallo como un huevo que no puede con esto. Boom, boom, bye, bye. Tú sabes que me meto con the rhythmist rhyme. Y sabes que yo tengo ese hip hop locked in the zone. Y flow directamente del callejón. You know que hay muchos who want nacidas funk. Defeat them with love, canales con amor. Ustedes ya saben that we got it going on. Ustedes ya saben that we got it going on. Let's go.
Un americano y vengo bien venenoso. Ella pa'lante voy yo. Y tengo buena mira para la gente que conozco. Si es que me gusta vivir, yo llevo mi ancestro en el ritmo, la sangre orgulloso de la tierra donde nacieron mis padres.
La cultura, that's our culture. La gente, is our people. La buena vibra, is the positive energy. Lo que nosotros demostramos a todo el mundo. Let's go.
Un americano y vengo bien venenoso. Ella pa'lante voy yo. Que tengo buena vibra para la gente que conozco. Si es que me gusta vivir, yo llevo la voz de mi ancestro en el ritmo, la sangre orgulloso de la tierra donde nacieron mis padres. Un americano y vengo bien venenoso. Ella pa'lante voy yo. Que tengo buena vibra para la gente que conozco. Si es que me gusta vivir,
nice. Yeah,
I'm enjoying that. That was Sudaka by our guest Mike Kaje.
I'm just remix it. Yeah, no, that sounded very fresh. And you were just telling us there off mic that you're hoping to do like a live Latin like salsa version of this project too.
That is the plan, you know. That is the plan.
Very cool. And you're going to be sticking around for the open mic later today.
Yeah, I'll stick around.
So we might even hear some live Latin bars.
That's right.
So what are the links though to share with everyone if they want to hear more of the music or they want to pick up the project?
YouTube.com/ Street Souls UK. You can follow us on our channel. And to listen to the album Sudaka, just type on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Play, all major digital outlets. Mike Kaji Sudaka, that's MikeKaLleSudaka, Sudaka, Mike Kaji. And yeah, just Google it, Mike Kaji Sudaka, and you get the album and good vibes and good energy and love.
You got there's some videos out there as well.
Yeah, and the videos out on YouTube as well. It's on Global Factions channel on youtube.com/globalfaction, Mike Kaji Sudaka. So yeah, and the link's there to the video as well, so easier.
Very nice. Well, hold tight because we're still going to get into the open mic very soon as well. But first, let's play you some brand new music from Sean Price and Illa G before we welcome some more guests to the studio.
When you're going to realize money is the king of the land. The color of your skin doesn't matter when you got it in your hand.
I got that feeling to clap the young black Bob Dylan the rap. Fill in the gap, sacrilegious, digging the mouth of bad bitches. It's cool when this G-Rap all rules the riches on fleek. When I took my own beep, beep, I'm vicious. Deep with the bullets I speak, sleeps your mistress. No assistance, ghetto ices on the sentence. I'm different, pissing on the world from
Alejandro. Metal detected, tech metal level, you said benevolent. Energy of the exception of vet. Defense in death threat, direct express. One way to get to hell jail, fuck with the best. P. Boss with the vibe of the past. Breaking off, get lost like the driver's your bass.
Smile, my brother.
Knowledge 120. Breaking compounds down the brother gun dummy. Pick.
The Viking, the brother Mozone. Get your thoughts thrown from verbal to hand chrome. Rap predators don't get caught in the feeding. This is Mike Tyson writing social graffiti. The Viking, the brother Mozone. Get your thoughts thrown from verbal to hand chrome. Rap predators don't get caught in the feeding. Mike Tyson writing social graffiti.
Ravaging the booth, rapping shit. Savage in pursuit of happiness. I don't co-sign or support thoughts of bitch niggas eating collard greens with salt pork. This is the onslaught. The fifth heavy rocking on the shit that your son brought. Glad to meet ya. Push your wig back, you got alopecia, pig.
That's the Illa massacre. Move in any matter, it don't matter. Illa is better than y'all. Get boxed in the brain splatter, brain rapture. Pain captured in my veins, cocaine like metaphors aim high in plain sight. Bumping on the plane, pipe putting your dame. Got a 4-4, focus on your fame, slaying the predator. Legendary, I'm every murderer inside of America.
The Viking, the brother Mozone. Get your thoughts thrown from verbal to hand chrome. Rap predators don't get caught in the feeding. This is Mike Tyson writing social graffiti. The Viking, the brother Mozone. Get your thoughts thrown from verbal to hand chrome. Rap predators don't get caught in the feeding. This is Mike Tyson writing social graffiti.
Because I'm so cool, cool, cool.
Yo, this is Killer Calibers. This here is
Mice Diggy, Sarah Love,
Football Radio,
exclusive.
Their instructor is speaking.
Eating Captain Crunch for lunch. Don't get your panties in a bun. Shorty passed out. You could've put the whammy in the punch. Out of your hunch. You could get set up like Juan Cosby. Sliding off with three snowflakes like Tom Bosley. Remember Charlie's Angels? They had to make some changes. Three broads with burners. DJs could get changes. Dudes you never see will forever remain nameless. Two of them things black. Last one stainless. No. Don't deal with the devil on a deep level. You see metal and sound off like a tea kettle. Blow a spot up lovely with no reference to skin color. God don't like ugly. Wise man once said not to showboat. To treat the yacht the same way as a rowboat. Snakes to hang themselves with their own rope. And watch a jewel transform to a known quote.
Shout to Michael Brooker.
weak is like a eunuch with a hook of pressure, pressure, pressure. Cook of my confusions organized, I'm the lord of light. Yonder with the arrows like Esther with the cordless mic. Flow holy, no gospel trap, writing like Michael Crichton. Put the rap in Velociraptor, or I hit you like a trap door. When it rains, it pours, no mental strains, but I stick out like Kurt Angle's temple veins. You got an empty brain, enter in my lane, it takes balls like a gender change. People talking out their ass, check for the double cross like 2 Chainz, a Sunday mass. Hit you with the belly, the suplex. Off the roof of the duplex, we're in a group text with Steely Dan, Groot, fucking Baby Groot, the ghost of Dave Brubeck, Alec Trebek, and Boba Fett, who's next?
Welcome, welcome.
They can't handle the pressure, trying to handle Inspector, cause I eat them up faster than Hannibal Lecter. Couldn't plan it no better, try me, you know better. I would fuck money up, fight Liam or better. Choose your battles more wisely, I wouldn't suggest you provoke. I stunt your growth like cigarette smoke.
It keeps going.
I'm talking effortless flow, I tell the truth, the whole truth, so let the record show. I went from corner to corner, took it block to block, came from under the rock, rock bottom to top. It's like New York City cab down, picture me stop. They gon' catch it like a fish when it officially drops. Just reorder the slaughter when you give it a listen. There be so many bars, we'll give you business of prison. So many haters among us, though I never surrender. I'm like Jeremy Renner, silent weapon avenger.
Brand new Czarface and MF Doom. Captain Crunch is the name of that cut. That's, of course, Inspector Deck, 7L, and Esoteric team up with everyone's favourite villain. That's MF Doom. Pick it up. It's Czarface meets Metalface. And it's out now via Get On Down.
Get On Down.
Yeah. But right now, we're about to speak to the latest hip-hop supergroup that you need in your life. We're joined on the line by the one and only Elzai and Crisis. Welcome to the show. Can you hear me?
A.K.A.
Hey,
Jericho Jackson.
Yo, yo.
What's going
on? There it is. What up?
What's going on? Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's so lovely to have you here because I feel like you two are, like, individually, you're two soldiers who have really, like, put in some serious graft in this modern era of hip-hop. You know, you're keeping a lot of our hearts warmed and alive for this thing, you know, that we love. And to see you come together for this new project, Jericho Jackson, I'm just like, yes, because I think we need more groups in hip-hop. Elle, why did the project come together?
I came together because Crisis is my brother. And we think the same way when it comes to music. And so we decided to put something together for the people and, you know, play our part in pushing culture forward.
Yeah, and I was not disappointed. When I finally got around to listening, I was just like, yes! It's sounding seriously fire, you know, and it's just kind of been a bit too long a gap that we've been waiting to hear more from you, Elle.
Ah, man. Well, here I am now.
Yeah! Let's give him another one of those.
Yo, so Crisis, you've been busy behind the scenes putting in work with a lot of different artists, man. In terms of working with Elzai, what was the experience like for you?
I mean, it was very creative. It was a little different than what I'm used to. But it was still fun to see how everything, you know. Hey, Elle has like this unique writing process that I've never seen before. Mm. So, you know, just to see how that goes down and how we were able to put all of that together, you know. And then of course, you know, it's exciting because he's very dope at what he does. Mm. And I just, you know, I was just wanted to add in, you know, see what my part of my contribution to the recipe would you know
come out like.
For a second there, I thought he was going to say he's very dope, and I'm very dope too. So.
He doesn't want to say that, but
that's what he wanted
to
say.
Well, no, I think
hey you.
I think it's up to it's nice when the artist lets everybody else say it for them. You know what I mean? I think that's a good characteristic to have. But yeah, you're both pretty dope. So coming together, I can imagine this is gonna. I haven't listened to it yet, but I know for a fact I'm gonna enjoy it anyway because I rate both of you guys in what you do respectively.
And Crisis, you've been so busy because I see you doing a lot and pushing Rhapsody right now as well, which, you know, she made a massive like impression on hip-hop in the mainstream in this last year or so, being Grammy nominated for her album. And one of your produced tracks, Chrome, that was one of my favourite cuts on her album.
Oh, thank you. Actually, I didn't do Chrome.
Didn't you?
I had no parts of Chrome. Whoops. No, I didn't. Both of those beats are nice.
Oh, no. That's terrible. Why have I got that written down?
It's all good.
She's trying to sweep up the, you know.
Nah, because it's not her fault. I don't know how it got listed that way.
Okay, so I'm not the only one then.
I'm not mad at that at all.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
No. Okay.
No, I mean, it happens a lot. I mean, you know what, though? It's funny because, you know, sometimes our credits would get mixed up. It's happened before, and I'm not, and you know, I don't really care about, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my brother, so, you know, he's just, you know, we all family anyway, so it's like a win for one family member is a win for another. It's a win for the whole team, so, like, you know, I ain't tripping on that.
Yeah, and that's one of the cool
but
things.
But, you know what I'm saying, you know, we always don't give credit where it's due anyway, so that's just me giving the credit where it's due. You know, that's just an opportunity for me to do that, so. You know, both of those beats. I was actually kind of mad at him about that first beat. In a good way, in a brotherly way.
Yeah, in a brotherly way.
Like, it was like, yo, oh, where are you doing that? All right.
Still getting keys you sharp. Like thing, so. I'm sure things like that you keep you
still
sharp,
definitely but. Sharp and steel.
Yeah.
Still definitely sharp and steel, which is the same case, you know, with the Jericho joint. You know what I'm saying? It's the two brothers, you know, nice at what they do. Still sharpening and steel.
So why?
And the results, and, you know, that's what brings out the Jericho.
Why is the project called Jericho Jackson?
Yeah, who is Jericho Jackson? We never really know who's who because you lot got a lot of history. All right,
so
in America.
He's Jericho and I'm Jackson. I'm kidding.
That's not really.
No, I'm kidding.
That's not a word. He's like, I don't
even
know.
Okay, we've got to be on our toes. All right,
so go on. How did we come to this, Jericho Jackson?
All right. All right, so actually, you know, I like watching movies and stuff like that, and, you know, movies from when I was a teenager or when I was a kid. I was actually going through movie titles, trying to come up with the name of the group. First one I came across was The Crow, which is actually, the movie takes place in Detroit, but was filmed in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Who knew?
That's
right. But I couldn't find any cool Crow references, so I came across Action Jackson, which is a movie, which takes place in Detroit. Jericho Jackson, Jericho Action Jackson, is a Detroit cop in the movie. So, and his government name is Jericho. So there it is.
I love this super like nerdy, like you're just exposing what a nerd you are right now.
I had a feeling there was some form of black film from 70s or 80s or something. I knew that. Jericho Jackson, that's the only way you can get a name like that. Jericho Jackson.
Right. I'm feeling it.
Nah, because it's Action Jackson. If you see the movie, he about that action. So, you know.
That's nice, man.
we good at what we do out here, you know?
And tell us about the process behind making the project, because like you're based in the D still, L, is that correct?
Back and forth, D, LA, yeah.
Oh shit, he's LA. Uh oh.
back and forth.
Uh oh.
But no. Pretty much what happened was I flew out to North Carolina to meet up with the brothers, Crisis, and we just got together, laid the record out maybe a month and a half. Knife was executive producing it. You know, Knife would come in and, you know, change up a few beats here and there and give his input on what he thought would be dope for the project. And we put the snippet out there. You know, it got a good response. And so we hurried up and put the record out. And there you have it.
No, and I like it's quite a nice, short, sweet, concise record too, without like a two featured MCs on every cut.
Press the clap button now. You know why? Because Sarah would ask you lot. So who's featuring on the album? Who you got featuring? Well, I'd be like, fuck the features. We just want to hear you. What, you know what I mean? Some people get too carried away with the whole features thing, and after a while, it doesn't sound like that person's album. It sounds like a compilation album.
Right. And that was one of the contributions that Ninth had to the record. He really didn't want too many features on there, just a couple people.
None of that makes sense.
Feature heavy like that.
That's nice. That's
but
nice
also because Ninth clearly knows that in terms of
lyricism.
So what you got to say, like, you know, you need as many bars as possible on one album. Like, you don't need those being given on 16s to other MCs. Because seriously, I feel like you've been setting a bar for MCing, like, in this kind of millennial hip-hop era. You know, you're one of the cats, like, really, that we can put up there when the aliens come down to Earth.
Yeah, that's what we say. If there was, like, interstellar or intergalactic Olympic rap battles, there's only a few MCs that we trust. So that's Elzai, Pharoah Monch, you know, Black Thought,
Royce.
There's only a few MCs that we can trust to send out there into wherever Andromeda, whatever galaxy where they got to face each other. El, so you know, and we've known about Elzai since we've known Elzai since like your introduction to Elzai was obviously on the late great Jay Dilla's album, Welcome to Detroit. There was a track on there. Is it If You Want It?
Looking
was it
for called? Me, Under Barack, a yeah. Bush in the Cheat, a
Trump with
the
Block. And we didn't even know, before we got to even read the album cover, the album track list and find out who that was, some of us were like, yo, Dilla's spitting bars. Like, we were like, oh shit, Dilla can spit. Type thing. Until we found out
that beat like that.
We found out that, nah, this is Elzai. It's a cat called Elzai. And since then, Elzai, there's never been a time that we've heard you and gone like, wow, he's kind of lost it a bit. It seems you're always stepping up and becoming more of an alien every time we hear you. I wanted to ask you, like, when was the time or what was it that made you, you know, say to yourself, look, I don't want to sound like any of these. I want to sound beyond what people are hearing. What was it that drove you to do that?
When I started getting into the science of rapping, you know, because I studied as a kid, you know, I studied cats like, you know, Rakim and Slick Rick and Lord Finesse, you know, just to name a few people. And once I started studying like the art form, I wanted to create my own. So I started building my own patterns and building my own ways of wordplay and everything. And then, you know, then it became a thing of like me wanting to outdo myself every time I wrote something. So, I mean, I'm glad it comes off that way for everyone else.
Definitely.
I'm my worst critic, but I'm pretty much into the science of it. So I'm always trying to top what I did last.
That's what we want to hear, respecting the craft. And props for shouting out Lord Finesse as an MC, because of course most of people speak about him as a producer, you know, one of the cornerstones in DITC. But I love him as an MC. Like, you know, he's got them punchline raps that I also love for Big L. But people hardly ever mention him. But I have to say, L, I did become like addicted. Like, I needed to go into rehab because I was addicted for like about 5 years to the track of Motown 25 on the Preface album that he had featuring Royce the 5'9". And literally, I had to listen to that three times this morning on the way to the show because I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I've gone X amount of time without hearing it. Like, that is spitting. You know, that is spitting.
Oh, good looking.
Like, to give an example to people, this is like what you're holding up. Do you feel any kind of pressure to keep meeting these standards that so many fine artists out there have set and regard you in, like these high standards?
Not really, because, you know, music is art, you know, and every piece that I create is different than others. So, like I say, I'm really just focused on, like, topping the last thing that I did.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that it resonates with everybody else. So it's really just pretty much me just going into, you know, the craft and rearranging some things, you know, so to my liking and putting it out for people to enjoy.
And I like also that you mentioned Slick Rick there, because in this Jericho Jackson album, I really feel like you can hear that Slick Rick storytelling influence. Like, you're painting pictures in the way you've written these rhymes on this album.
Definitely, definitely. Slick is the best. Like, we talk about aliens. Slick is an alien. Like I say, like
Rock Hill
is an
alien. Yeah, no, that's true.
There's a few aliens out here, man.
There's only a few, though. There's only a few. You know what I mean? You can't really.
There's only a few.
Yeah. Mm. And we could definitely say.
But Slick.
Certified,
he's next
man.
Slick Rick. I just feel like Slick Rick, he's probably the most referenced MC of all times, like, and like many family trees you could in MC, and you can probably draw some sort of roots back to Slick Rick. Like, pick any guy in the game, people like, you know, Jay-Z, Nas, and then you did the project, your Illmatic project, which was kind of like your ode to the Nas Illmatic album. That was like a big thing to bite off, man.
Yeah, it's a big shoes to fill. Oh, she's man. Yeah, pause.
Bite off is a different thing.
Not bite off, she meant big shoes to fill.
I understand.
Sorry, we're lost
that.
In the comments.
And you know what? I can't even take the credit for that, because a guy named House Shoes gave me that idea. He's like, man, you need to do. He's like, you need to do Illmatic. And I'm like, and call it Illmatic. I'm like, you know what? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was sick.
And so, I just got with the Brothers Will Sessions, and they thought it was a cool idea, too. And we came together and did our thing. Mm. And Royce, who you spoke about previously, is on Illmatic. So. Yeah.
Love that guy.
Yeah, Alien. And, definitely.
And also, you just mentioned Will Sessions there, where I love that. Go on, what were you going to say? Aliens?
No,
I thought you were going to say something about aliens, no?
I was actually going to throw in there, there's actually a hidden Jericho Jackson track in that Illmatic thing in there, too.
Boom. That's crazy. Didn't even think about that.
There's a hidden track, and it's a remix of Detroit State of Mind. That's the first track that me and L worked on ever. Yeah.
Nice. With the house.
It's me and his brother Christ has been knowing each other for a minute.
That's ill. So it was just natural that you finally brought it together for this project. And Crisis, I mean, so many ill beats. I love that the work that you did with Helter Skelter on the what was it called? Disrespect.
Dirt.
Disrespect. I was listening to that this morning as well, man. Screwing up my face, like feeling like I could just go punch loads of people out or something.
Yeah, you've done definitely some bombs dropped with Sean Price, man, for real.
But what's going to be happening next, like, with you guys? Like, Crisis, who else are you working with? Like, what else, other projects might you be involved with?
I mean, of course, you know, I'm always working on various Jamla projects. Mm-hmm. We actually got some shows coming up for Jericho in L.A. right now. So, yeah, you know, we're trying to, you know, take a sting on the road.
Yeah. Definitely got to come over here with that.
Please.
All right, well, yeah, hey.
All right.
We're booking now.
Our pleasure.
We're booking now. So, you know.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
You know what I'm saying? So, exactly.
But keep up the good work, guys, because it's so, so fly. Like, this is, I feel like we're in a renaissance in hip-hop right now, and the releases like this Jericho Jackson project, it's all an important contribution to that. So what are the links that you need to share with everybody, like, if they want to check it out or get in touch with you?
We have the Instagram page, @DJerichoJackson. And then we also have our own Instagram pages. Mine is @KHRYSIS_. I'm also @Crisis on Twitter. And then Elzai.
Yeah, just Elzai, ELZHI.
On the Twitter.
Okay.
Graham,
well, please make sure you come and visit us next time you're in the UK. And I want to play for the people something from this new project. This is Self-Made. Like, introduce this track for us, L.
Yo, what up, though? You're listening to Jericho Jackson, me and the Brother Crisis, and you're about to listen to Self-Made. Grade.
It's my caller. L is that. Whoop.
Thank you so much for joining us today, guys.
Hey,
thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Lots of
hope
love.
To see y'all when we get out the UK.
Word.
Self-made since 12th grade, this my calling. Every jewel I drop is money out the sky falling. Ella's that nigga. Some of y'all forgotten when I'm jotting. My pen bleed while yours be blood clotting. Do I give them pain and give them mercy? Decisions, decisions. They say my bars set them free in all the prison divisions. This weakness, notice foes are likely not on the hills of this. Stand up, nigga, always thinking on his toes. Self-made since 12th grade, that's my calling. Every jewel I drop is money out the sky falling. Like it's raining on a stripper, I was eyeballing. Faces in my lap, fingers up my thigh crawling. L is that nigga. Some of y'all forgotten while I'm jotting. My pen bleed while yours be blood clotting. Word, he finished fast, me get eight. Not on my watch, it can be half past seven, then 30 minutes past. Science and dollar signs are underneath my D fitted. Saw a light at the end of the tunnel, I lit my tree with it. That's just how I'm blazing, nothing short of amazing. Had a brush with death and all it did was make my wave spin. Numero uno, owning watches made by Hublot. Every time I step it up, y'all put the stoop down to a new low. Either do more planning or shoot yourself in the foot with the four cannon and hit the floor landing where you're standing. Self-made since 12th grade, this my calling. Every jewel I drop is money out the sky falling. L is that nigga. Some of y'all forgotten when I'm jotting. My pen bleed while you might pull up on you in the Q50 infinite and park. You an infant in shark water. Marauder throwing shots against an infinite spark. Inside the boundary of a city, state, and county. Who's down to put a bounty on my head before they crown me? Giving me more reasons to pour Riesling and activate the door keys in the four seasons. Where I'm from, make the news that'll interrupt the program. Some are faced the music, others caught up in the slow jam. It took away the hoop goals to know that I could show you the ropes to strangle you with them if you looking for some loopholes. What's in my bio is hazardous and it's bio. It's matches and gas chambers, a water gun in Ohio, an asteroid in the troposphere, speeding towards a hopeless mere mortal. Others appear normal through my air portal. Y'all I hate up next year, I'm in the McLaren chair. Here and there I see I got angles, y'all don't play fair and square. All I push is mind power, screw zombies. They brainwash while my brain waves are tsunamis. The small beaches on the island with a few palm trees. It's bars for you gun toters who pursue crime sprees. Self-made since 12th grade, this my calling. Every jewel I drop is money out the sky falling. L is that nigga. Some of y'all forgotten when I'm jotting. My pen bleed while yours be blood clotting. Self-made since 12th grade, this my calling. Every jewel I drop is money out the sky falling. L is that nigga. Some of y'all forgotten when I'm jotting. My pen bleed while yours be blood clotting.
Oh yeah. That is taken from the Jericho Jackson album. The cut is called Self-Made. We're going to be supporting more of that good music for you in the coming weeks right here on the Hip Hop Show. With myself, Sarah Long.
And myself, Dr. Digmund Freud.
Digmundus! But right now it's open mic time.
Yo, this is the Hip Hop Show and you know how it goes. At the end of the show, we like to give some fucking props to people that deserve it. You know what I mean? MCs and producers that send us in their music or their beats, and we allow people to get on here. This is a whole different environment. This is what I forget, that with the MC thing, it's a different thing from being in the studio recording your bars and being on stage performing in front of a crowd. Now you're in a room with its bright lights. You got my big shiny forehead. Sarah's, she ain't got a big forehead. Sometimes it's shiny, but not as much.
It's,
and then you got a camera
big.
As well in your face. This time Abby's holding down the camera duties. Aww. So we got Mike Kaye, who's getting involved anyway. He's already said done involved. Then we got so over here we got B Ramble.
Yo,
what's going on?
Welcome.
Everything, man.
Everything.
The nerves, yeah. The nerves are there already. No, I'm super excited to be here, man.
Aww.
Really pumped.
Lovely to have
deep
you.
Take some deep breaths.
Yeah.
Spit out some words.
You know, we've heard what you can do, and that's why you're on here. We don't really allow too many people on here.
Bless, appreciate that.
You know what I mean? So just feel it. You know, enjoy yourself. Who we got over here? Where are you from, first of all, so Beery?
Oh, I just come down from Bristol today.
Ah, it's from Bristol.
Had a nice little touristy day, been to Camden, bought a t-shirt for the event.
Very cool.
Had some bright little banana on there.
Hip-hop is popping in Bristol.
It's beautiful down there. I only moved there a year ago myself.
Okay, from where?
From Throxton, little village. Yeah,
no one's going to have heard of me? That.
Sounds gangster.
Give a Throxton.
Throxton, you know what I'm saying? All the gangsters should just move there. Like, yo, that sounds like somewhere I need to be. Throxton, nigga.
Yes.
All right, that sounds good.
Mm.
And who else we got? Tony Yates.
Tony Yates, out of Exeter.
Tony, is it?
Exeter, yeah.
You had to travel here from Exeter? No,
yeah, mega bus,
bro.
5 hours.
Bro, hit that clap button right quick.
Can
B Ramble, you would have got props. coming from Bristol.
Nah, it's all about Tony, man. Yeah. It's all about Tony.
Can I just say, we're doing a lot for Megabus on this show, man. The amount of MCs, the Megabus sagas.
Yeah, if they want to sponsor me, that's cool. Just
they need to sponsor the show.
Definitely. Yeah. Let's get into this open mic, man, because I want to hear, you know what I mean? He's coming all the way from Exeter, definitely got buzz. She's coming from Bristol. He's a Sudaka, so I just wanted to be able to say it because I didn't know when I could. But who we got on the beat?
It's James Choi on the beat this week.
You can say Soy.
Oh, because I thought you told me it's Choi. No?
Yeah, it's either Choi or Soy.
Soy, okay. James Choi. There you go, brother.
Say Choi. If you're English, say Choi, mate. Yeah, you know.
Let's start off.
James Choi on the beat. Who's going to kick it off?
I'll try and kick
Tony it off. Yates, I think you need to... Yeah, I think you need to do it, bro.
Is that close enough?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you can pull the mic up to you. Don't be afraid, you know what I mean? Just don't kiss it too much because a lot of lips go on that mother lover.
All right, hey. Let me get into it.
The hip-hop show, mother lovers.
Yo, my birthday was marked with the flight of a comet. Got a blue breath in my lungs after lighting the chronic. Acquire knowledge and aspire to be wise and make profit. I was born a prophet like Elijah Muhammad. I'm precise like surgery, nice verbally. I slice virtual reality, put my sight past the curtains. You heard of me, right? I look like a circus freak, keep screaming. This burglary's gonna turn to a murder spree. I'm obnoxious, rocking drop crutches. Feel like I'm not shit, but I got a god complex. Big fist, small pump. Shit, I'm a blue whale. I've been through hell, but now I do well. Rock a chain with a jewel. And it's just another feather in my cap. I set a goal so I could do it better than the last. And if I did my best, then I'm never looking back. And if I failed, I promise the next one I'ma smash. I can tell you about the struggle for my accurate source. Heating the flat with the oven, cooking with blackcurrant squash. Barely hacking it, going thinner than Dracula's corpse. I'm done exercising my demons, I'm hacking them off. Cause religion ain't tenable. And happiness is a fairy tale you access through chemicals. The fact is, we never knew as kids. The revenue and cash is the devil too, but it takes you to heaven too.
Primero quiero que sepa que no hay problema. No nos tenga miedo, just like the chairman. We speak our own lingo when we creep on beats. We grow our own greens when we plant the seeds. Ustedes saben que si es verdad. Cuando me meto solo a activar, a tirar. Vamos siempre a rapear, representar. Yeah, you know that's I. Por eso vengo cada vez con estas lyrics of the mind. Chilling out on the hip hop show. Ustedes saben cómo es cuando yo entro yo. My calle, el sudaca que le mete flow. A bit of salsa, reggaeton, yeah, you know. You know, oye, escúchelo. Aquí pegando suave. You know about the cold en la calle. Now, ellos están diciendo que tiran llave. Ninguno sabe, por eso sigo metiendo. We still here representing movimiento.
This is the life. Really is it though? Dying to say yes, but I don't even know. I miss the sirens and the stress. Where do you call home? All this violence in the press. When's enough enough? There's lions in the den, picking the truth from their claws. There's silence from the lambs. I fear the howl of the wolf. There's crying in the lands. I feel the wrath of their god. And there's something in me I cannot ignore. This one little persistent thought I grip onto when I am lost. To realize, still realize, realize has censorship shift. Did the tide, if loose lips sink ships, tell me when the truth fits. Can you be sure? Can you really feel it? I feel a wave of panic like the people on the Titanic as the iceberg it landed. Yes, they didn't think it would happen. Put their faith in the captain, the cash that they've been splashing. Couldn't stop the grasping, human nature crashing against compassion. Irrational, always we want to know why. How can the blind lead the blind? Hope is a lifeboat in the dark of the night. If you catch my driftwood, never mind. I said hope is a lifeboat in the dark of the night. If you catch my driftwood, never mind.
Yo, you think I'm weird, don't wanna give me the time. Keep in mind I'm a fucking retard, I can't read a bright. I plead the right to be a good person and see the light. Lead the blind, go to church and learn about Jesus Christ. But deep inside I'm skeptical like Stephen Fry. Don't believe the hype, I need the rise. Hard to read between the lines. All I can think is I need to find some weed to light and a stripper so I can feast my eyes. Then go and get a pizza slice. I'm always pissed off and sleep deprived. So if you push your luck too much, I'll probably end up doing 3 to 5. So I'ma flee the crime scene if you ain't heed the signs. That's for anybody equal rights. I'm swinging like the Reaper scythe. You'll be eating pies through straws cause you need your jaw redesigned. Plus a lumbar punch to the bleach your spine. And I'll be there while you're unable to feed it dying and tell you to repeat the fine things you said about me that time.
It's the truth and we're raising it. If the truth is the truth, then we're praising it. Esto aquí, we created it.
surrounded by only the waviest. It's what they claim when they feeling rich. Se consiguen dinero, now they really lit. It's the realness within us, shit. La gente relay and I'm feeling it. Escuche como es que yo le digo aquí. My calle represento, ya tú sabes de eso. I'm coming straight through, feeling el momento. That means the moment is nice. You know the cipher is live when we're coming through with these lyrics of the mind. Yeah, we're chilling out. And yeah, we're living life. I'm living with a smile. I'm representing minds. I keep doing it for all the youths. Yo, check it out. We yep. keep...
So, yeah. Only time you'll ever see me rocking a one-liner's when I'm chopping up bars tight to refine the pow, the impact with the punch, smack touting round one, leave you clutching your lungs while I'm lugging the bomb. Old school game, repping like Donkey Kong. Back in 64, when the jungle was massive and the beats were raw. Now we semi-passive, borderline aggressive, board of line suggesting clothing and bling are worth investing. Interesting the way the world work spins on its own head like a b-boy back in the day of Cool Herc. You lease your soul to the devil in the details, revel in the retail down the rabbit hole where we fell. Wonderland, wondering out loud now, what is the plan? Never walked before I ran, got me crashing like a bandicoot. Ration suits rationalize, they spark the truth. Inhale the fumes, all hail to the tunes. Anything that makes me move gets high praise indeed. I go weak at the knees when I hear speaking to a beat. Now I'm seeking like relief, there's some dark in this world. Cast they buried in the sheets, ghost of the past haunt, dusted memories with a little spit shine. They polish up just fine. I'm a work in progress, but hey, I'm fucking trying.
Look, rappers can't flow after me, so put down your notes. I'll rip your dick and balls off and shove that shit down your throat. I snatch your purse to make a first impression. Always wearing gloves when busting, cause I turn a mic into a murder weapon. I'm an urban legend, a mythical beast. Licking my lips, kiss your bitches, looking like a delicious feast. And once I hit the streets, I get heard about for word of mouth. The pictures on me now, cause cameras always gotta blur them out. As a kid I was still born. One day I put my hand to my head and I felt horns. Couldn't rid of myself, harm. They were wrong as I grew more bitter than hell scorn. Haunting the city like an insidious hell spawn. So look, consider yourself warned. I work hard like a star in deliverance. Sell porn.
Hey yo, the innocence, innocence. Rhyme sublime, slime sticky. Gelato Amni's got my mind ticking. Spirits trying to curse this life being. Colombian, gifted with his ancestral wisdom, rooted inside the plant. Mutated by the illegal alien who came to steal the art. They killing us slow. Check the ingredients in the vaccines. Chemical warfare, check the factories. Manufacturing you lies. See, I took a bite from knowledge, gave me pain in my tooth, releasing the wisdom from within. Overstand, I was designed to win. My mental is stable, a thin line between sane and insanity. It's that class A profanity that have my people suffering anxiety. It's kind of peak when you peep what they had written in this script called life. Hard work, dedication, you could say. I've been serving life, lost in a sentence with no parole. I've been serving time. Time is money, and now it's time to collect what's mine. Microphone champion minds think alike. Real, recognize. Real, that's all due to the skills on the mic.
Yeah. Go on, Mike.
Yo.
The hip hop show, B Rabbit, what are you saying?
Man made matrix, may play tricks on the mind, man made from flints and sticks. Kick rock, split knuckles as the fist meets brick. Cause the hands of the land pick the way this is. Storm brews in a teacup pot called the kettle black. Biscuit yourself another mug, dunk your brain in that. Jammy little dodger, thought you managed to avoid the polluted water. But crumbled in the void, sort of saw it coming. I read it in the leaves, prophetic alphabet, sativa AB. Sees CNN, Fox News, show a version of the truth that is coincidentally the opposite of news. Contorted conflicts complicate consumers' conscience, correlate with rumors, convert to create procrastination of debate. Democracy, hypocrisy, the mockery, the mockingbird won't ever sing. We broke its beak and clipped its wings, now it's 2 feet deep. Shallow grave, no rest or peace. The killer nation of belief takes restless patience, put to sleep. Nodding dog syndrome, the beginning of the end. Over the edge, pledge allegiance to the dread. Yes, wait, what did I sign up for? Terminal condition to ignore. T's and C's I never saw. Who's at liberty to wage a war? Ammunitions in the definitions, loaded clips on televisions, code scripts of broken systems, token quotes and slogan gimmicks. I'm loving it. Mock, fuck that shit. It's cartoon politics, Donald. There's no ducking it.
Yo, go
going out to Islington and in the rest of the world, hope you're listening. The only way out is death, better start chewing your wrist. I put my Tims on your neck till you're blue in the lips. I visit you in the hospital just to be sure you're ill. Tell you I hope it's terminal and that you're burning hell. And your expectancy's about to get twice as short when I beat you with the cord for your life support. Cause MCs think they hard, but all due respect, I put the microphone through his neck and his crew is next. I'm mad like Buffalo Bill, shuffling, dragging the duffel bag up, up in the hill. And in it is bits of Jack and I got a muzzle on Jill. I'm gonna fuck her in the mask till she suffocates. No more struggles, be still. Plus I'm mad cause I must have used up and repelled. That I had no muscle relax, it's nothing at all. So you wonder exactly why I'm suddenly ill. The thunderclaps, I'm back, motherfucker, for real. I go hard, no holds barred, fuck a faux pas. I drop dope bars, yeah, lines made from coke bars. While mumble rappers dropping soap bars like they in prisons, getting fucked by labels like bitches, but I keep it real. Lethal as the last sleeping pill. Schizophrenic, but the voices beg for me to chill. Still had to sit in hot box in a pockmarked cop car that's propped up with bricks in my backyard. Council with status. All the front gardens got refrigerators, and the neighbors are rapists. Every day of my life, I pray in disguise before saying goodnight for God to send me an angel in disguise. Am I paying the price for something? Cause it's painful as a 9-year-old to see your mates are playing with a knife. I could do more quick maths than Big Zacks. I'm off the scale, but yeah, I'm nothing to sniff at.
Sigo metiendo, mi juego entiendo. Ustedes no pueden con esto. Ooh. Por eso yo quemo cualquiera de ellos que quieran un poco de lo que digo. Tú sabes mi estilo. Yo represento a los latinos indígenas. Aquí entrando con la lírica para mi patria. Ellos dicen que ellos van, pero no le dan con la labia. Yo le meto con acción. Ya tú sabes cómo son cuando me meto en posición. De aquí vamos con flow. Claro. Eliminando a cualquiera. Ya tú sabes, Maes Diggy. Mi hermano, ya tú sabes que estamos aquí, es un sticky. With lyrics inside of my mind, I've been smoking all day. I've been drinking in the studio, I'm about to lay more work down for the kids that are coming through. Opening the doors for the next ones to come and show them que lo que es y cómo va. This is freestyle de la mente, represento a mi gente. Ya tú sabes, somos demente. Hip hop lo que vivo, eso es más que la música. Ustedes ya lo saben cuando vengo y te tiro, brah. Y yo represento flow. We let the sister come true and let them know what blow.
Strictly speaking in terms of timekeeping, I'm a little off pace with the rest of the race. Sneaking into the pack and just hanging at the back, running in all the wrong circles. I lose track, snooze tap, prove that Z's are all I can catch. Throw some E's in the mix, easily a bad batch. Breaking bad beats, breaking backs, making ends meet, making minds break beat bad by the break beat. Baby rambling, but do you see now what I mean? Cause what I mean to say is we be free of all this managing of our time, scheduling out our lives. Why try fit? Bite the hand that feeds when a hand feeds you shit. Sit back in your bones, let the music take you home. Between the kick and the snare is where my mind was blown. Whoa, chasing that ever since. Now I am so convinced there really cannot be much more to life than this.
You don't want to war, you don't want to get in the carnival. I'ma leave a lot of rappers on the floor. I don't love more, try to win it. Why you got them all? Like a whole, I got nothing. This is all I'm on the road. Kicking in another biggie with a trick on the floor. Why you clicking and licking on my dick and the balls? It's ridiculous, okay.
All I heard was you said something about, I heard something about licking the balls. Like, that's enough of that shit. That's the only bit I can hear, but it's funny as fuck. Yo, yeah. Shout out to the MCs that got involved today, man. Mike Kaye, Tony Yates, yeah. B-Rabbit. Yeah. Shout out to the producer, James.
Choi.
Yeah, whichever one you, however you want to say it, man. He's a dope ass producer. All you MCs out there that want to get involved in this open mic just like these lot did, please make sure you know what you're doing, though. Don't be sending us shit that sounds like you don't know what you're doing. It's hiphop at foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic. All you got to do is send us a link to one of your YouTube videos or one of your SoundCloud tunes. The best one that will make you get on here. If you're a producer, then make sure you send to the same email, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, with the subject saying open mic beat. And all you got to do is attach 4 1-minute snippets. Please attach them separately, so all the listener has to do is press click and listen. 4 1-minute snippets of your best beats, and we'll get back to you bitches and bitchettes and let you know without stuttering. Yo.
What are the links to share if people want to hear more? Speaking to the mic.
Save. Hit up B Ramble on Facebook and SoundCloud. Probably B Ramble Bristol, because when you type it, it just comes up with Brambles. It's a bar. Shout out to them.
First things first, my label is One Line Sound. That is the greatest label in Exeter, and I'm signed to that. Also, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Tony Yates.
He's a nutter as well. Tony Ace is a crazy dude. You don't want to fuck with him. Yo, yeah, Mike Kaye.
Mike Kaye, SS on Instagram, just Mike Kaye Sudaka. And this Sunday, the 15th of April, I'm live at Hoxton Bar and Kitchen.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, £10 on the door, so come holler.
Yes. All right, do that. You know what I mean? Get some of that stuff.
Thank you so much, guys, for coming through to the show. Thank you also to Elza and Crisis. They are Jericho Jackson. We spoke to them earlier. If you missed that or anything else on the hip hop show, hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. We will be back next week with more of the same for you, 4 p.m. Monday, with all your hip hop goodies. Peace out from myself, Sarah Long.
And myself, Dr. Digman Freud, to all you sick bastards out there.
And on that note, I think we need to remind people what the tone that we're sending out is. Oh, shouts out to Tim Joshua, Agent Abstract, and everyone locked into the show.
Yep.
Brother, sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah, unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives. Can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity.